Welcome back to the Dad Show. I'm Dad Pete, and I need to tell you about my daughter's summer, because I'm pretty sure she's having a better one than I've ever had.
Haha, kids in summer are a different species. What's she up to?
Okay, so in June, she learns to ride a bike. 10 years old, we finally crack it, training wheels off, wobbling down the driveway. Huge moment. Tears, triumph.
Love it. That's a core memory right there.
The following weekend, she rode 10 miles.
10 miles? She's been riding for a week.
1 week. Tuesday, she's wobbling past the mailbox. Someday, she's doing a distance that requires padded shorts and a water strategy.
When I learned to ride a bike, it took me an entire summer and both knees. Kids today just skip the tutorial.
They speedrun childhood. But that was just the warm-up, Dave, because then she discovered capitalism.
Uh-oh. Lemonade stand?
Lemonade stand. But here's the thing. We have chickens. We have 21 chickens.
Haha, 21. That's not a coop. That's a workforce.
So it's not just a lemonade stand. It's a lemonade and farm fresh egg stand. Diversified product line. Two revenue streams.
A 10-year-old with a diversified portfolio. How'd it go?
$100. 2 hours.
Pete, that's $50 an hour. She out-earns this podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Red Heat Tavern in Bedford, Massachusetts. It's summer. You've been flipping burgers, refilling kiddie pools, and losing every water balloon fight. Take a night off the grill. Red Heat Tavern has cold drinks, great food, and air conditioning that hits different in July. Red Heat Tavern, right here in Bedford, MA.
Okay, I need the full picture of this operation. Walk me through it.
So Saturday morning, she comes down with a clipboard. A clipboard, Dave! She's got signage planned, she's got pricing, and she informs me that I'll be carrying the table down to the road.
So you're the labor.
I'm unpaid labor in my own driveway. I hauled the table, I made the ice run, and at no point was I offered equity.
And the eggs sold? People went for it?
The eggs were the anchor product. Neighbors were lining up. One guy bought 2 dozen and asked if she does a weekly subscription.
A subscription?
She started a wait list. My daughter has a wait list for eggs.
That's recurring revenue, Pete. Venture capitalists would take that meeting.
And here's what worries me. We've got this giant vegetable garden out back, and I've caught her looking at it, doing mental math. The zucchini comes in next month, and I think she's planning a produce expansion.
Farm to stand, vertically integrated. You realize you're not a dad anymore. You're a supplier.
I grow it. I carry it. She profits. That's the business model.
Meanwhile, what's your son up to while the empire rises?
Oh, he's the R&D division. This summer, he's mastered the Rubik's Cube. Like, fully mastered it. He sits there solving it over and over, shaving off seconds.
That's genuinely impressive. I've owned a Rubik's Cube for 30 years, and I've solved one side.
And he taught himself to dive at the pond. Real dives now. Started the summer doing belly flops that you could hear across town. And now he's slicing in like it's the Olympics.
So the kid's summer resume is 10-mile bike rides, a profitable farm stand, speed cubing, and competitive diving. Pete, what have you learned this summer?
I learned to weed, Dave.
Haha, weeding!
That's my skill. The kids are leveling up like video game characters, and I'm out there pulling crabgrass at 7 a.m. so the zucchini empire has inventory.
You know what, though? That's the job. They fly, we weed.
They fly, we weed. Honestly, watching her count out that $100 at the kitchen table, gloating like a tiny CEO, best thing I've seen all summer.
Just make sure you're getting eggs at the family discount.
Dave, I paid full price. Until next time, I'm Dad Pete.
I'm Dave.
And this is the Dad Show.